people say they don't abandon Mah. They don't abandon Mah. Let's go to page 1. And we'll chant the opening prayer. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
This will be our prayer verse for this. Vedanta dindi mastatvam. Vedanta dindi mastatvam. Ekamud koshayantiyat. Ekamud koshayantiyat. Astam purastat tit tat tejaha. Astam purastat tat tejaha. Dakshinamurti sangitam. Dakshinamurti sangitam. Vedanta dindimaha tattvam ekam udghoshayanti yat astam purastat tat tejaha dakshinamurti sangitam. So Vedanta dindimaha is the subject. Means the drums of Vedanta, the drum stroke, the dindimaha, boom, 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 the drum beat. Yeah, it's a drum. So the drum beats of Vedanta means if you keep like this, boom, boom, boom. Each beat is something important. There's something important. Each beat stands for something important. So. Vedanta dindi maha tattvam eka, the one truth, accusative singulars, tattvam ekam, udghoshayanti, proclaim. The drum beats, the drum beats of Vedanta, yet which proclaim, which one truth they proclaim. So I've got to pick up the next sentence. So we've got a yet and a tud, right? So mm-hmm. The first sentence just says the Vedanta dindimas proclaim the one truth. Okay, and we'll pick up the yet in a minute. Then astam, may it sit, may it be placed, put a stop in front. Astam put a stop. May it be placed in front of us. Tat tejaha, that brilliance, that tejas. Tat tejaha dakshinamurti sangitam, which is called dakshinamurti. That tejas means the Brahman, you know, the brilliance of consciousness, the brilliance which is Brahman, that tejas, which is denoted sangita, which is called, denoted, named as dakshinamurti. May that brilliance be placed in the front. Means before us. May it be placed before us, put a start. That tejas, which the Vedanta dindimas proclaim as the one truth. That brilliance, which is the one truth that the Vedanta dindimas proclaim, which one truth, this is just to make it an awkward sentence, which one truth, ekam tattvam yat, that the Vedanta dindimas, the drum beats of Vedanta proclaim, udghoshayanti, may that tejas, may that brilliance, denoted as dakshinamurti, may it rest, may it lay here in front of us. May it be sakshat. You know, sakshat means may it be there, right, immediately, rest immediately there before us. Put us in front of us. Does everybody see it?
Mm-hmm. Why Dakshinamurti? Why is it denoted by Dakshinamurti?
I was wondering that too. I guess Dakshinamurti is maybe they're looking at Brahman in the form of Dakshinamurti, the one who faces south, but Dakshinamurti is the one who sits in absolute silence with these two mudras. You know this mudra, everybody know this mudra? And then this mudra is the mudra of of beckoning come to me, and this is the mudra of Om, right, of Brahman, right, where the ego meets the Brahman, and this is the body, mind, sense organs that kept itself. So this is the mudra for jnana, actually, for self-knowledge, where this is the ahankar, this is body, mind, sense organs. Okay, so instead of the ahankar being here, identified as the body, mind, sense organs, it is now one with Brahman. So the ahankar now is properly labels the self. So this mudra is a mudra of self-knowledge, and it's the whole teaching. So Dakshinamurti is sitting here before you. As Dakshinamurti sits here before you with this in silence, and his mudra, right, his form represents this knowledge. So like that, may this tejas, may this brilliance, which I take it, may this brilliance, which is Brahman, be right before us, you know, in the form of Dakshinamurti, the teacher.
I'm sorry, you can embarrass it. But,
may it be, yeah. May it, he says, may it stay. Put a stop. May it stay in front of us before us. I also found it a little not quite understanding why Dakshinamurti was being invoked here in this way, but it is. Maybe Dakshinamurti is the author's Ishtadevata, you know? Who wrote this?
That was Shankaracharya.
Yeah, that's, oh, it was written by Shankaracharya. I didn't realize that. But still, this isn't, this is the opening prayer. Okay, so Swamiji did something on this, maybe I can listen and see why he says that Dakshinamurti is being invoked there. Okay, is the grammar understood? Okay. Then look at Tetra Prakashika. Tetra Vidon in this one, just this one. Yeah, Swami Tetra Vidananda. Tetra Vidananda calls his commentaries Tetra Prakashika, that which sheds light on the truth. He writes tikas. A tika is a glossary or a commentary, you know, not as thorough as a bhasha. But so he calls his tikas on many of these works, and he's done many of these. He calls the name of his tikas are Tetra Prakashika. He has other ones too. It's in the feminine because tika is feminine. So that which Prakashika sheds light on, lights up, reveals the tetra. So here it's Pranamya Sri Dayanandam, Pranamya Sri Dayanandam, Dakshinamurti Rupinam, Dakshinamurti Rupinam, Tikan Tetra Vidanandaha. Tika Tattva Vidanandaha Swami Tattva Prakashikam Swami Tattva Prakashikam Vedanta Jindimas Yemam Vedanta Jindimas Yemam Chakre Jignyas Yusaukhidam Chakre Jignyas Yusaukhidam. Okay, Pranamya. It's an indeclinable past participle from nun to bow down, and because of the upasarga there, the prefix, it takes the pranam. Having prostrated, done my pranams, to Sri Dayananda Swamiji, because Swamiji is his guru, so accusative singer, so having done my prostrations to Swamiji, to Sri Dayananda, Dakshinamurti Rupinam, who is Dakshinamurti in a form? Who is in the form of Dakshinamurti? It's his Dakshinamurti. The one who faces self is the one who is facing death. That removes the death from the seekers. Dakshinamurti Rupinam. So accusative adjectival to Sri Dayananda. Then, so having done my pranams, Tikam is a commentary. Tetravidananda. Tetravidananda Swami. That's Swami, Swami Tetravidananda's name, and nominative singular. Swami Tetravidananda. Tetraprakashikam. Tetraprakashikam is that which reveals the truth. It's in the accusative singular, and it's the name of the tika. The tika, which is that which is Tetraprakashika, which is a revealer of the truth, which illumines the Tetra, right? Vedanta Dindima, Dindimasya, of this Vedanta Dindima. The name of the text is Vedanta Dindima. Genitive singular. Imam is feminine. Okay, so we've got Imam, this, Tika, which is a revealer of the truth. It's also written ahead of it. We in English, we would just say called Tetraprakashika, but Tetraprakashika, but the meaning also, the meaning which is the name also makes sense. So, of this tika, which reveals the truth, this tika of Vedanta Dindima, which is Tetraprakashika, which is the revealer of the truth. So all accusative, feminine accusative singulars, except for Vedanta Dindimasya, which is genitive singular. Chakre. Chakre is, I wrote. I forget what the form of it, it's a perfect form, I think, which is just used in the past tense. It's an unusual form. The chakre I wrote. No, he wrote. I have to look that up again. You have to get used to it. It's not a usual form, chakra. He wrote, Swami Tetravidananda wrote, the tika, which is Tetraprakashika, of the Vedanta Dindima. He wrote the tika for Vedanta Dindima. Why? Jignyasu Saukhidam. Again, right? This is accusative singular, so going along with tika, which gives saukhya, which gives ease or pleasure, sukha saukhya. It's a giver of pleasure or ease or relaxation for the jinyasu. It gives pleasure or happiness to the jinyasu. Ease, it gives ease to the jinyasu because it makes the understanding of it easy, but it gives pleasure and happiness. There's one word I'm forgetting. Yeah, of course, Alpha. I mean, that's the general meaning, but I want to find a certain word that I forgot.
It's not contentment, is it?
Something like that. That's not it either.
And
so,
singular.
Feminine with tika. That da means that which gives. Pleasure, happiness, satisfaction, felicity, enjoyment. It's not what I was thinking of either. Also, that which gives happiness or satisfaction. Everybody see that? Any complimented? The only thing to make a note of is chakra, and I just forgot it. Chakra. I know what it means, but I'm going to tell you exactly where that form comes from. We'll do it later, instead of spending all that time to find it now. But is everything else clear? Any questions? Okay, so let's do the first verse here. Atmanatma padarthaudvau. Atmanatma padarthaudvau. Bhogyatvalakshanau. Brahmaivatmanadehadihi. Iti Vedanta Dindimaha. Iti Vedanta Dindimaha. Atma, anatma, padarthau, dwau. Bhoktra, bhogyatva lakshana. Brahma eva atma na deha adihi iti. Vedanta Dindimaha. One of the really useful things about this book is that it just goes through and kind of groups and categorizes important terminology.
Oh, nice.
And so it's like almost like a vocabulary class, you know, to learn these terms that go have a relationship with each other. So here in the nominative singular it says Atma and Anatma, two nominative singulars.
Mm-hmm.
So the Atma and Anatma, there's no and there, but that's understood, the self and the not-self, the Atma and the Anatma, Padarthal, dwell. These are two Padarthas, right? Padartha, now the word Padartha means Padartha. The Pada is a word, Artha is the meaning of the word. So Padartha is an actual thing. So when we say the Atma as a Padartha, we mean there's the word Atma, which refers to the Atma. So the Padartha is the Atma, which is being referred to. So it can be the Padartha, can be a meaning of the word. It's also, and I noticed that Tetravedananda all translates this as category, so just to understand that what that means. In like the Vaisheshikas, the Sankhyas, and some of the different Nyayayikas, they categorize reality in terms of padarthas, and then we'll call it categories. These are like the 17 categories of the things that exist in the creation, right? In Vedanta, if we're going to do it that way, there's considered in Vedanta only two categories. Whereas the Vaisheshikas, well, 15 or so, I don't remember what the numbers are. They all have different numbers, but things that they consider to be the realities. Because they're dual, right? They break these realities into categories. Vedanta will only have two categories. Satyam, Mitya. Atma, Anatma. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But the major categories are Satyam, Mitya because there's only one. Right? So it's either there's Atma and then there's the Anatma. The Atma is Satyam. The Anatma is Mitya. So here, when he's using categories, you could take it in that way, except all the way through, almost all the way through, he uses category. So I have to see. So just understand that padartha can mean category in that sense, whatever your realities. And so in this one, Atma and Atma, you can take it that way as categories. But it's more commonly used as just the meaning of a word. So here we have these two padarthas. We have the Atma and we have the Anatma. Okay? Bhoktra. Bhoktra means from bhuj to enjoy. Bhoktra, that ra ending noun, you know, it's an agent noun. Bhoktra, the enjoyer. Both from bhuj. Bhogya is a potential participle, meaning the enjoyed, that which can be is to be enjoyed. So we would say the bhoktra and the bhogya. This is a duality that we'll often say. Bhoktra, bhogya, the enjoyer and the enjoyed. Okay. Twa means the state of being the enjoyer and the state of being the enjoyed. Bhoktra, bhogya, twa. See?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Lakshanau is at the end of a compound. Swamiji often translates it in kind of a shorthand as it is characterized by, it is defined by. Okay. So these things, the lakshana is the definition of the Atma and the Anatma. So you could say like this. The Atma, the two words, the two padarthas, the two things, the Atma and the Anatma, so the two categories, Atma and Anatma, are characterized by being the enjoyer or defined as the enjoyer and the enjoyed. Or have the lakshana as the characteristic of being the enjoyer and the enjoyed. So the Atma, the self, becomes the enjoyer. The Anatma becomes the enjoyed. Okay? Mm-hmm. All from the root bhuj. So these are all important words. So notice the duals to go along with padartha dwal. Okay? And Atma and Anatma. So these two padarthas, the Atma and the Anatma, are characterized as being the bhoktra and the bhogya. Brahma eva atma. Brahman is the self alone. Brahman alone is the atma. Or the atma is Brahman alone. Brahman alone is the atma. Brahma eva atma. Nominative singulars. Not dehadihi, not the body, etc. Body, mind, sense organs. Dehaadi stands for body, mind, sense organs. Organs of action. Not the deha, etc. Iti Vedanta Vindimaha. This is the proclamation of Vedanta. Brahman is the atma, not the body, etc. That dehadihi is the bahuvahi, not that which begins with the body, right? Not that for whom the thirst is the body. But we would just say the body, etc. Is it clear?
Mm-hmm.
All normal sister?
Mm-hmm.
So he has a pattern here. He'll say the first sentence. The first sentence will be a statement, and then he has something to say about that first sentence. Let's do the next one. Jnana jnane padartha dvau. Jnana jnane padartha dvau. Atmano mukti bandhadau. Atmano mukti bandhadau. Jnanan muktir nibandho nyat. Jnanan muktir nibandho nyat. Iti Vedanta Dindimaha. Iti Vedanta Dindimaha. Jnana Ajnane. Jnana Ajnane. Padarthau Dwal Atmanaha Mukti Bandha Dal. Jnanat Muktihi Nibandha Anyat. Iti Vedanta Dindimaha. So Jnana Jnane it's actually a dvandva compound that they're doing that avagraha there just to help you. But it's they don't need the avagraha there at all. It's, sometimes they do that just to make something clear. It's actually a dvandva compound. Jnana and ajnana in the dual, in the neuter dual. Palam, palay, palami.
Oh, right.
Jnana and ajnana. These two things, these two padarthas, jnana and ajnana, atmanaha, genitive, singular, from Atman, of the self, Atmanaha, of the self. Mukti, liberation, bandha, bondage, mukti, liberation, bandha, bondage, dao, from da to give. So when da ends a sentence, it means our givers. They are givers of liberation and bondage for the self. Knowledge and ignorance, these two terms, knowledge and the padarthas, not the terms. The padarthas are the things which the terms refer to. So it's ignorance itself and knowledge itself, the thing itself. They give bondage, and they are givers of liberation and bondage. So they're muktidaha and bandhadaha. They give liberation. So the jnana gives the liberation and ajnana gives the bondage. So that's what they say in the next line. Jnanat muktihi. Liberation is from knowledge. Jnanat, fifth case, from knowledge. Muktihi, first case. Liberation is from knowledge. Nibandha, bondage, nibandha, so just like bandha, nibandha, anyat. From, it actually means from everything else. Right? In English we say, mukti is from knowledge, nibandha is from everything, from anything other than that, and not, but from something else. Oh, because of the other, that's good. That's better. Nibandha is anyat, from the other. Because we have two terms, jnana and ajnana. Mukti is from jnana, moksha. Mukti is from jnana, nibandha. Bondage is from the other. Means ajnana. He's right there. I made a mistake there. Jnana, ajnana. Jnana and ignorance are the two terms we're working with. They are responsible for not for ignorance and bondage. Mukti, liberation, is from knowledge, from jnana. Nibandha, bondage, is from the other. What is the other? Ajnana. Okay? Isi Vedanta Jindi Maha. Is that clear?
Mm-hmm. Are these verses written by Shankaracharya or are these written by
No, we're Shankaracharya now. These are the verses. These are all the verses.
Okay.
The only thing that was by Tetravid on them, there was this little initial prayer, because you always start with a prayer.
I see.
Is this okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's an answer. Nyatragneya padarthau dwau Nyatragneya padarthau dwau Bhashyabhasaka lakshanau Bhashyabhasaka lakshanau Nyata brahma jagat nyeyam Nyata brahma jagat nyeyam Iti Vedanta dindimaha Iti Vedanta dindimaha Nyatragneya Padarthau dwau Bhasya Bhataka Lakshanau Nyata Brahma Jagat Nyayam Iti Vedanta Dindimaha. Nyatra, these tra are all agent nouns, right? Like kartra, bhotra, nyatra, the knower. Right, remember these tra affixes are, it's an agent affix. Either it's their agent or familial. So the tra affix is agent or familial. So nyatra, the knower. Nyaya, that potential participle, that which is to be known. That's that which is available to be known, that which can be known. Nyatra, nyaya. Mm-hmm. Just like we had previously in the first verse there, bhogya, bhotra, bhogya, that which can be known, that which is able to be known. So nyatra jnana. So the knower and we just say the knower and the known, but it means that which is capable of objectification, literally. The padarthas nyatra and jnana, these two padarthas, this is a compound, nyatra. Nyaya padarthau dwau. These two padarthas, which are the nyatra and the nyaya, bhasya, that which is illumined, and bhasika, that which illumines, lakshanau, they are characterized by, they are defined as bhasya and bhasika. Now, one note here. Bhasya is going to, of course, the jnaya, that which is illumined, that, right? And bhasika is going to the jnatra, the illuminator, that which illumines.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in the proper, in parallel construction, because bhasya has only two syllables and bhasika has three, and there's rules for forming a compound. You can't say bhasika bhasya.
Really?
There are secret rules like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And is bhasya also potential?
Yeah, it is. And bhasika, another thing to know, the ukka affix has different means. But one of the means for the ukka affix is like it is a agent noun. I mean the doing of the object. So the illuminator, bhasika. So bhasya, that which is illumined, bhasika is the illuminator. That which is illumined and that which illumines. Okay. So nyatra, nyaya padartha, tell these two padarthas. Bhasya, bhasika, lakshana are characterized by bhasya, that which is illumined and that which illumines. Okay, correctly?
Mm-hmm.
Then nyata, now you have from nyatra, the nominative singular of nyatra is nyata. The nyata, the knower, is Brahman. The jagat, the world, is nyayam, is that which is able to be known. So nyata becomes Brahman, nyaya is jagat. is the world, nominative singular, nominative singular. So all of these four are the nominative singulars. Jnata is Brahman, Jagat, neuter nominative singular is Nam. The Jagat, the world, is Nam. It's available to be known. Yeah?
In Jnatra Nyaya, Jnatra is just used in a substantive form.
Yeah, because it's a compound.
The last one is declined.
That's right. There are some rules for that. Like there'll be certain nouns that don't take the substantive. They make little changes. You know, like mahat becomes mahad. But for the most part, in the compound, it's the substantive form that's used.
So bhasya bhasaka is not a compound then.
Bhasya. Bhatya is the substantive
form. Oh, the potential participle which is not declined.
Potential participle is declined. Bhatya would be declined. Potential participle is declined. Bhatya, mm-hmm. Bhatya.
No, but I'm saying in Bhatya, Bhatya, Bhatya is used.
It's used as a substantive.
And so
it's Bhatya. Okay. That's right. And then Lakshanam. Is that clear for everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Iti Vedanta Dindi Maha. Let's do one more. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Sukha Dukhe Padarthau Dwa. Sukha Dukhe Padarthau Dwa. Priya Priya Vipriya Karakau. Priya Vipriya Karakau. Sukham Brahma Jagad Dukham. Sukham Brahma Jagad Dukham. Iti Vedanta Dindi Maha. Iti Vedanta Dindi Maha. Sukha and Dukkha, these two padarthas, are karakas, are givers of priya, pleasure and pain, vipriya. They give priya. And vipriya, priya means they bring about pleasure. Priyas, they bring about pleasure and love. Vipriya means they take it away. V means they're vigata, priya. They remove it, they're removers of. How does he do that? One welcome and he's not really translating that. He's just giving that kind of the idea of it. Priya is that which pleases, is pleasure and happiness and pleasing, and vipriya is the opposite of that. It's where that's taken away. But the use of the word kataka is a little unusual here, so I just want to look it up. Kataka. Usually at the end of a compound, making, acting, doing, performing, creating. They create, so we can say one creates priya, one creates vipriya.
And that's the same akka ending as in pasaka, which is the agent then, kataka?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, nyo, yeah, it is. So sukha dukhe padarthau dva, priya vipriya karakau. Sukham Brahma. The Sukha is Brahman. Jagat is Dukkha. Okay, Sukham, so that's the Anand. The Brahma is the Anand there. Jagat is Dukkha. Iti Vedanta Dindi Maha. Okay, maybe we should stop there.
Okay.
So they seem good,
yeah.
I mean, the really good thing about it is these are very easy sentences to read, and they put groups of words together that are important words. So it's really kind of a nice way to build your vocabulary.
Yeah, maybe they have samashti and vyashti next.
What?
They have samashti and vyashti next.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me see. Oh, yeah, nice. So we can do 4 or 5 at a time, though, or more. Depends on how we're reading this. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but they're all the same. All the same with
the
same.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have
books.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a good vocabulary by the time we're done.
What if Swami say Virginia, their little telegrams or something? So, yeah.
Something like that. You guys have done this before?
She studied it.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Well, is this helpful for you?
Yeah, really, very much, yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's good for
building
it. It's good because it's so simple,
yeah.
And it's easy for memorization. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say a prayer. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.